Opening day is right around the corner. You'll find the latest team news, promotional information, video features, and much more available anytime. Browse the Bison's official website, bisons.com. Don't forget you can also purchase your tickets for opening day, April the 7th, online at bisons.com. 2011, the Hot Stove edition of Inside the Herd comes to you from beautiful Port St. Lucie. This is the place we spoke with Dylan G a year ago following a 10-month layoff with a shoulder injury. For G, it was the beginning of a great season on a number of fronts. His health, the record books, and a major league debut.
And it's a dream come true when I finally got the call. You know, it's what I've been waiting for my whole life and what I'm working towards. And it was just a moment of joy right there for that time. And I'm lucky, you know, I did well up there.
You did tremendously well. Going back to the start in Washington, I mean, as you continue to throw zeros up in there, how much pressure not only added in making a big league start, but then the success that you had, no hitting the Nationals?
I think it was great that it was my first start that I did that, because I really wasn't even focused on the zeros or the no-hitter going. I really didn't even know I had it going. I was just trying to focus on each out as it came. You know, just such a big moment for me that I was kind of lost in the moment and didn't really realize what was going on.
Plenty of friends and family there?
Oh, yeah. I had probably close to 20 friends and family there.
And then throughout the month of September as well, the success continued for you. What translated from what we saw in Buffalo to your success in the big leagues?
I think just being able to throw my off-speed pitches for strikes and hitters counts. You know, that's always been the way I, you know, get success in the games. And because I walked a few more people up there, but I kind of was able to pitch around, you know, the fastball counts. So I think that was a big point from Buffalo that translated to the big leagues.
You open camp right there on the cusp of going into the rotation for the big leagues. If Chris Young and Chris Capuano didn't have their success, I think that surprised everybody. What's the focus in 2011 for you here?
Just to have a healthy Buffalo here, or season there in Buffalo, and hopefully get back up there in the big league team. You know, those guys were pitching great, so I'll just do my part down here in Buffalo, and hopefully I do well enough to get another call.
And you know what? Going into 2010, that was somewhat of a question mark. How is the health throughout the offseason?
It's been great. This spring's been a lot better than last spring was. I mean, even last spring I had some concerns going into that season. But it did well the whole last season there in Buffalo. So this spring it feels better at this point than it did last year this spring. So that's very very nice to have right now.
Look forward to seeing you in a couple of days, Dylan.
Thanks, Ben.
The Mets' debut last September followed 28 starts with the Herd and a modern-era record 165 strikeouts, shattering the previous mark of 137 that had stood for 20 years. A warranted honor, being named the Bisons' Comeback Player of the Year. Among the goals that players set, that award might be in the crosshairs for Fernando Martinez. Riddled with injuries during his development since signing as a 16-year-old has halted his advancement. But Nando told me that he's never felt better getting ready for a season, and the recent numbers are proving that. While in big league camp, he hit .364 and also walked 5 times in 10 games. He's ready for game action, no matter where, and he knows playing time is critical.
He told me I need to play more, you know, because I lost too many games last year for my knee injury. So just he told me go down there and keep working hard and keep playing every day.
How is the knee feeling?
I feel very good. You know, I have a little problem last year about my knee. I played just only one game in Dominican with the ball, so I feel very good now. I feel ready to go.
Do you think in your mind that it maybe is good that you had less playing time this offseason to prepare yourself for the rigors of a regular year?
Yeah, you know, because right now I think maybe after the season maybe I go to the DR, maybe I don't play winter ball, but I just prepare myself for maybe starting in the major this year.
We know about the knee problems as well. You know, you had a hamstring issue. Last year it was the wrist that hampered the start of your season. Overall, like, how are you feeling going into this year?
Right now, you know, I feel very good. I feel, like I say, I'm ready to go. I feel my style in the batting case. I work every day hard. Like I said, I feel very good. I feel like I'm 100%.
100%, and then you get ready for the season. What are you honing in on here in the final days of spring?
You just keep working hard, keep learning everything. And, you know, not play like I played like a couple years ago, because right now, you know, I feel like I had more experience, you know, like a couple years ago. I feel like I feel like I'm more concerned in the game. Just like I said before, I feel like 100%, I'm ready to play every single game.
You're a young guy. I mean, it seems like you've been around camp forever, and yeah. Mets fans know your name. They've been hearing about it since you were just a young guy. Is it overwhelming to think how much time you've actually logged at this point?
Yeah, I know, because, for example, last couple weeks ago, somebody asking me, hey, how many sprint training you have? I say, that's my fifth year sprint training. Wow. Yeah. I see, because they say that because they see me every year here, so I'm only 20 years old. So.
But how, I mean, you can turn that into a positive because of the experiences that you've had, not only for the younger guys, but yourself as well. How much of a comfort level is it to go over or get called back to the big leagues?
Yeah, you know, like I said before, I feel very good now. I feel like I have more confidence in the game because I started playing like three, that's my third year in Buffalo. So you see a couple guys that they have like 10, 12 years in the major. I don't see that guy right now here. So like I said before, I feel very comfortable.
Very comfortable on the field as well. You played every outfield position at the big league level and the minor league level as well. What do you have lined up for 2011?
Right now I'm starting playing right field. And I'm not playing too many games in the left field, never said, but I feel like I play any position over there.
And at the plate, how is the timing going?
I feel very good. I feel like I said, I see the pitch very well. I change couple times, my body, my hands, my stance, the home play. I feel very good.
You look at big league camp, you look at Tim Tuffle, the manager that you'll have in Buffalo as well. There seems to be a lot of excitement around.
Yeah, it's exciting because I know Tuffle. I see the Tuffle, you know, a couple games, the TV. I see him last 2 years ago in Dominican. He was there, so I feel very good. He's a funny guy. He's a happy guy. So that's very good. That's decent, but that's very good.
Any plans or predictions for the Bisons this season?
We try to, you know, we're going there. We try to do the best we can. I think we have a very good team this year.
For now, you're always great. Thanks, man.
I appreciate it.
Martinez accounted for two of the Bisons' 11 walk-off wins, including a game-winning grand slam, one of a dozen homers for F. Mart. Power not the priority, though, for Jesus Feliciano. Base hits are, and he gets a lot of them. 2010 was just another day at the office for Feliciano, finishing with a .339 average. That would have qualified for second best in the International League, something that he'll gladly do without, though, after getting his first taste of big league life. Even with making his debut with the Mets, he went unsigned into the new year and spent ample time evaluating his options before inking again with New York.
Yeah, I became a free agent again this year, and I signed a little late with the Mets because I was waiting for some other opportunities. My agent was telling me to do that, so I was waiting, and then I signed a little late, but I got to thank the Mets organization for giving me another opportunity to play.
It is the opportunity that eventually led to your big league debut as well. Take us back to that experience and the roller coaster that you were on coming back and forth between the big leagues as well.
It was a great experience, you know, a learning experience also because, used to be up and down like I did last year. So hopefully, you know, I can keep continuing doing the job that I've been doing the last few years and do my best.
How do you feel with Terry Collins, now the manager, seeing the success that you had firsthand last year as well, to make that call for you to come back to the big leagues if necessary?
Actually, I know TC for a long time. I was with the Dodgers when he was there, and he knows the way I have been playing the last few years, and it's a great opportunity for each of us because he has seen us play, and he knows what I can do on the field. So hopefully I do my job again this year, have a good year, and be in New York again.
A Bison MVP 2009 and 2010, obviously the success that took you to the big leagues. What's 2011 have in store?
Well, same. You know, you got to keep working hard. Every year is a new year. What I put in my mind is have a better year that I have having in the last few years, and that's what I've been doing, you know, trying to do the best I can, and put everything in God's hands to keep me healthy and be positive.
Jesus, we can't wait to get you up to Buffalo, all right?
Thank you very much.
Jesus Feliciano has put eye-popping numbers together, and if his old friend needs him, he'll be ready for Mets manager Terry Collins in New York again. For the new Mets skipper, two big treats arrived at camp, and he's a lot of uncertainty for his pitching staff.
The way Chris Capuano and Chris Young have been throwing, it looks like they're going to really solidify our rotation, which, you know, you can't win without good pitching, and these guys look like they're going to really, really give us some help.
Those are two of the newer guys to Mets camp, but you were familiar with so many of the guys that you had a chance to watch on the minor league level as well. Was it good for you to know how they played at the minors throughout last year?
Yeah, I mean, I came into camp with the opportunity to have them watched all of those guys all of last year. And so a lot of times when, you know, in spring training, you've got some guys who are trying to, you know, really show you what they can do. But when you see them when the lights come on, when it really means something, you got a better read on what their abilities are.
How impressive has the turnaround for Lucas Duda been from his sluggish start in September to the way he finished and now this spring?
Well, obviously, when you go to the big leagues for the first time, you're awed by everything. And I know Lucas, tried to show everybody how much power he had and overswung. Right now, he's swinging the bat great. This guy's going to be a real, real good player in the big leagues.
Every day, Mets camp is a busy place. The phone never stops ringing, but Terry Collins, kind enough to give us a couple of minutes. Terry, you look back on your tenure in Buffalo, what it led to the big leagues and coming back full circle. Does it really feel like this is the place for you?
Well, I think there's some things come along at the right time, and I think this might be it. The camp has run great. The players have done nothing but worked very, very hard every day, and they played great this spring, and I think hopefully it's going to carry over into the season.
Thanks so much for the time, Terry.
My pleasure.
After plenty of visits from Mets manager Terry Collins, obviously he'll be called for other duties, watching the big league club on a nightly basis, so his time in Buffalo will be limited, although he's made a couple of trips already this offseason. You can be assured, though, of seeing plenty of Bison baseball with the best seats at the yard and getting them online at Bisons.com. Purchase and print your tickets for opening day. That's April the 7th. Now just a week and a half away when the Bisons take the field against Syracuse. You'll find everything online at Bisons.com. You'll hear plenty more here as well as we go into our final segment. Former manager Ken Oberfell and two past members of the herd that are on the mend. You'll hear from outfielder Jason Prouty and Toby Stoner, who will be back to the mound very soon. This is the Bisons Baseball Network.